You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess. This must be Sunday night at 8 p.m. over here at 570 KLIF, and I'm glad to have you joining me again tonight. Last Sunday, we had a really great show. We talked a lot about regret and getting older and, you know, dealing with changes in our life, as well as the fact that, you know, you don't want to be sitting there at 85 thinking, wow, I wish I would have done this, and regret things that you didn't do. I mean, we all make mistakes. We all do things that we look back at and said we're silly, dumb, wish we could take it back. But you know what? You actually did it. That's saying something. You actually went out there and did it, no matter how dumb it might be. You don't have to worry about wondering what if. And last week, you know, Matt, Brent, and Gerard were pretty interesting here in the studio. We really had a really great chemistry going, being able to talk about all kinds of stuff. You know, Cynthia Smoot with Out and About was wonderful as well. And tonight, we're going to be discussing, you know, the concept of basically taking the easy road or taking the hard road, and how some of us decide that we're always going to take the hard, difficult road, and how we actually build that. Later on tonight, the interview with Johnny Knoxville, just a little sliver of it, because it has to do with what we're talking about this evening, as well as Cynthia Smith will be joining us later on in the hour as well with Out and About with Cynthia. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Next Sunday's show as well is going to be an interesting show about frustration and regret, and that will be airing on Super Bowl Sunday. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully somebody will tune in. And also, the next Sunday after that, we have Tammy Dombeck from NBC joining us again here in the studio, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, so tonight, to talk about the subject matter at hand, is basically the concept of the road less traveled. You know, a lot of people say, it's really hard because I always pick the hardest, the most difficult way of doing something. And I think for most of us, I think that's a universal thought. I don't think it's an independent thought. I think that most of us do choose things in our lives that are difficult, maybe very difficult, and maybe nobody else has actually done what you're doing. And in that case, you know, you have to remember that you're kind of creating the steps. And when I was sitting at lunch today, I realized that life is kind of about steps. It's like a staircase. And when you think about life as a staircase, like, get this image in your head, think about it. When you think of life as a staircase, you understand that if it's the road that's been traveled, right, you can use that staircase that's provided. There's a staircase there. So, for example, when we're dealing with how to buy groceries or how to cook for your kids or what have you, you're not having to create, you know, you're not having to create the road. You're not having to create the wheel. You're not making the wheel. You're not making the car. You're basically following a pattern. But when we do things that are original and independent, for, you know, let's say somebody is an artist that starts, you know, making their artwork and trying to figure out how to sell that, how to make a living, as well as how to make their mark on the world and come up with something very original and never seen before, that's creating this new type of staircase. So you're basically reinventing something, completely something different, and having to build each stair from there, which is very interesting because we have to have our tools and our ability to do it. So, you know, when you're thinking about building the stairs, you're creating this staircase, which is really a life journey, perhaps, right? And you're kind of trying to pave your own way, which means that it's a very individual type thing. Every step must be constructed. So if you visualize yourself in, like, you know, construction helmet and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, you went to Home Depot and you got your nails and your wood and your hammer and all this great stuff and your level and everything else to make that step, that's what you're basically doing for each step of your life journey. But instead of using nails and hammer and levels and wood and all this great stuff, you're actually creating these steps, right, with the abilities that you have, the values that you use, and the concepts that you live your life with. And that's what creates each step. And I think that in life, we all have sometimes where we stop. We kind of take a break, you know, or we get frustrated because it seems like that construction of that specific, you know, stair seems to be unbelievably difficult, while as some seem to be a little easier. Sometimes it seems to just kind of flow, whereas in the opposite, it seems like you're trying to reinvent the wheel. And that's really what you're doing when you're creating an original life path, you know? And, you know, a new staircase is not one that's been pre-made. You can't go buy this already pre-made. You can't go to Home Depot and have somebody construct it for you, meaning that you can't live someone else's life, right? So you kind of got to learn. You can't read. There's not a to-do book on it. There's not a how to build your staircase book. And you have to learn yourself how to build this and what your type of staircase is and what it's going to look like. And you have to learn how to do this construction living life on your own, right? So there's no manual. You got no assistant to help you. And you got to go with it. And that's what's so interesting. So when I was thinking about this today, I was thinking about like stair construction. And, you know, like the first option of building these stairs is sometimes these can be built very quickly, right? Really quickly, because sometimes it kind of follows suit. You know, like something happens and you figure this out, or you go to school and education and you build that one. And then the next one might be an internship or whatever, and you build that one. And then the following might be your first job outside of school and you build that one. But then you just keep going and going and going. And eventually the stakes get higher and higher and higher, right? So with that, you have more to lose. You have more to gain, but you also have more barriers to your success, because there's always something in the back there trying to see if you really, really want this. If it's really that important to you, is this something that you are willing to actually sacrifice on a daily basis to get? You know, the second type of construction situation is that sometimes we lose our way. And I think that we've all been there before, where it just seems like the bar seems to be in the way of our constructing the next step. Maybe some friends that seem to party a lot might be in the way of constructing the next step. Whatever it might be in the way. And so you might diverge, maybe go down a few steps. You still have those built. You can get back pretty soon, but you might actually diverge, or maybe just take a break, sit down. You know, sometimes we deal with that. I mean, William, you know, Bill, what do you think about that kind of concept?
Well, yeah, I mean, especially in my case, I tend to be like impatient, you know, by nature.
Right.
And so it's like if something gets in my way, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I don't want to take the time to deal with this, you know, and, you know, try to overcome this obstacle and stuff like that. And hurt me in the past. So
patience is an interesting, I always love when people say patience is a virtue, you know?
Oh, it is.
It is.
Absolutely it is. Yeah.
But hearing that when you're not a patient person is a frustrating thing to hear.
I was going to say, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, because, you know, what do you say to that?
You're like, yeah, it's a virtue, huh?
Right. Exactly.
Thanks a lot for the advice. Really appreciate it.
You know, I mean, tell me something I don't know, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, thank you, Edison. I appreciate it.
Right. Of course, now I've also noticed, too, it depends on who's saying it and why they're saying it to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, in my case, you know, my grandmother is like, you know, my, you know, angel, you know, angel of mercy. And so when she's saying things like that to me, I know it's because, you know, she, you know, wants to help me out and see me do well. Then there's other people, you know, in my life that have said similar things to me, and I know that they're not necessarily wishing me well, you know.
Exactly.
So, and that's the part where I just kind of like, okay, I do not want to deal with this anymore. And that's when my impatience takes over. And if I had just stayed the course, you know, then I it probably would have turned out even better. So
yeah, it's kind of, I always kind of think about patience, and you know, sometimes, you know, goodness, I'm going to be honest with everybody here on the radio right now. Sometimes I can be the most patient person, and other times I'm just not. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, I'm just not never patient or the other way around. It's just hard. And patience is not something that you just get. It's something that you daily work toward being more patient. You work to be patient. You try to figure out the system, kind of. And it's like when you're at the light or you're driving down the highway and you're trying to get somewhere and the traffic is bad. And instead, you could swerve around about five or six cars. But you know what happens is that you always see the person that swerves. You always end up meeting them at the next light.
Or how about the grocery store? Have you like seen lines in the grocery store?
Oh yeah.
And you know, it's like, okay, this line, you're already in a line. It's like, okay, this line is, you know, is moving slow, and it's like, people, would you, you know, hurry up? And you know, the cashiers, you know, it's like, okay, there's a line over there. They're moving faster. I'm gonna go get in that line. And so I do, and then what do you know? That next person, you know, has, you know, they're taking forever now, and that line that you were in now is ahead of you.
So, that's why you have to use teamwork on that. You want to divide up and conquer. So you put one in one line and one in the other line,
right,
and you get it.
Yeah, you use the buddy system when you go grocery shopping.
You have to have somebody with your back there. You got to learn how to, you know, be able to tag your own stuff, put it in there, you know.
Right.
Or buy small amounts of things. But yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And patience is interesting. And I think that's with life too. A lot of times when we're going through a rough patch at work or in our career, I think a lot of times the first thing you want to say is, I give up. Or this is unbelievable. I've paid my dues. I'm paying my dues on a daily basis. And I can't believe I'm not here already.
Yeah, it's not worth it, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think sometimes. It's like, all this you know, stuff I'm going through, is it really worth it, you know? So,
is this really what I want?
Right.
You know, it's an interesting concept, and we're going to talk about more of that later on tonight, because I think we all fall into this category at one time or another. And sometimes, you know, you have people that also decide, gosh, I don't like the staircase I've built. I really hate my career. I really hate what I do. And I only decided to do this for one reason or another, and I'm not getting that out of this anymore, and I got to figure out my situation.
Yep.
And I think that's a big deal.
I was there. If we have time, I'll go on that with you, but I was that was exactly my situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, great. I'm on tonight. This is good. We had a few changes last minute. We had our guests actually have the flu and strep throat, so we hope that they get better real soon. And I'm just appreciative that they didn't come up to the studio and give us all gifts. But anyway, no, they'll be here. They'll be on here in the future. But I want you to stay tuned to KLIF 570 AM and stay tuned to Perspectives tonight. We'll be going to 9 o'clock as usual. And we got a lot of things going on. We got Johnny Knoxville here later on. We got Cynthia Smoot coming on later on in the hour. And also, we got a lot of great stuff talking about life path and how to be successful in creating your way.
Live Your True Life, a book by local author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess, and the cornerstone for the concept of practical philosophy. Practical philosophy helps to reveal all aspects of living your life. It works in our social and work relationships and within us to create the happiness we all desperately try to acquire. The teachings in Live Your True Life put perspective back into your daily life by simplifying it and at the same time relating it to yourself and interacting with others. Live Your True Life is a guide for your soul. The teachings in this powerful book put perspective back into your daily life, and the tools within it are designed to help others triumph over adversity. Find out more about Live Your True Life today by logging on to liveyourtruelife.org. Live Your True Life is stacked with proven tools that have helped change the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors. It can help you too. Log on now to liveyourtruelife.org.